What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got reports on reports on reports about reports. This is an exciting time. Now, part of this is tongue-in-cheek, but it's the slowest sports week of the year. Not in the Motor City, it's not.
Nope.
First, you had the Verducci report that the Orioles and Dodgers were preparing packages featuring elite prospects for Skubal. Then it transitioned into the Costa report, our very own Jim Costa, with firsthand intel from the All-Star game, from the field, that the Orioles are all in and Jackson Holliday would be a part of that package. Then today, the Morosi report.
Oh,
the Pope, John Paul Morosi, on with Doug Karsh. And we've got audio for you. It essentially validates what we talked about yesterday, where I crafted the package that would get me to say yes to trading Skubal. First of all, this begins and ends. If the first words out of Baltimore's GM, Mike Elias, are not Jackson and Holliday together, there's no conversation. But it would be Jackson Holliday, it'd be Colby Mayo, and it would be Dylan Beavers. They're number one, they're number three, and they're number nine prospect. Essentially a Juan Soto-like return. Because as I have said to you from start, I am not trading Tarek Skubal for market value. I am trading Tarek Skubal for my value. Within reason.
Value.
So, the Morosi report, followed by a Rosenthal report. Reports on reports.
Where's the Heyman report?
That's coming. We're getting a pass in tomorrow. So, Kenny, bring the audio to the forefront. Let the people hear what was on Karsh and Anderson today. And I'm going to ask you the question that if this is Baltimore for real, offering you these types of things, A, can we put away to people who say, la, 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 I don't want to listen? Can we put away to people who say Skubal won't get you all of these things? And can we have a conversation about, would you do a deal where Jackson Holliday is absolutely the centerpiece of it? Kenny, the audio.
Yeah, so the first one is on Morosi on how you have to listen to these types of trade offers.
I think, Doug, that they are going to come up with compelling offers. I believe that, and whether it's actually been submitted now or if it's going to get a little bit closer to the deadline, it's not clear to me. But I do believe they're going to try, and I think that Scott Harris is in a position where he'll have to listen.
Juicy.
I like it. Kenny, audio number two.
Audio number two is the prospects from Baltimore you could be acquiring in these trades.
I would say it's more of a grouping, like two of the four. I would think that for the Tigers to be really compelled to move Skubal to Baltimore, it would have to be two of the four, or two of the five, if you will, of Holliday, Colton Cowser, Mayo, Basayo, that kind of a conversation. You'd have to get two from that group.
Weird. That's exactly what I said yesterday. Okay, and audio number three.
Audio number three is how this trade might mirror a Soto type of trade.
The only way that you go down the path of potentially moving a Tarek Skubal is if the Dodgers or the Orioles or some other team that we're not thinking about come up to you with an offer that is just simply absurd and that you have to accept. And if it's south of that, don't even worry about it. Just say, hey, guys, I can only trade this player if you come to me with an absolutely incredible offer, similar to what the Nationals got for Juan Soto.
Which is what we've been saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ken Rosenthal, with an indirect report, which is the following. Today, the Orioles are desperate for pitching, and not only for this year, because Corbin Burns is not coming back. .. They don't have Burns signed. They don't have anyone else healthy. Means is dead. Bradish is dead. Grayson Rodriguez is the only guy healthy under team control. They're in it to win it. They have to go get Tarek Skubal. So here's the question. If you are presented with a Juan Soto type offer of three of the top nine Baltimore Oriole prospects, and one of them's absolutely Jackson Holliday, do you do the deal? Because I'm telling you, Baltimore's desperate. And Stoney's over here following the Baltimore radio station. It's all they're talking about. If you're Baltimore, you're motivated to overpay. But see, this is about Scott Harris. Scott Harris, between the Yankees, the Dodgers, and the Orioles, has to play the game and show me he's Dave Dombrowski. Show me he's a shark. And you procure that offer. And if they don't meet it, you hang up the phone and I will tip my cap. But I want the Orioles to say no. I don't want the Tigers to say no. Holliday, Mayo, Beavers. Would you do it? I'm all in. I'd do the deal. I wouldn't hesitate.
But you'd want the Tigers to say no if that's the offer that they got.
Yes. What I'm saying is if Mike Elias makes an appropriate offer, I will lose my effing mind if the Tigers walked.
Right.
Versus Tigers asked for Holliday, Mayo, Beavers, Orioles bulk. Good. I'll live with it. But this is on Harris in the next 12 days to drive this price to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And the Orioles are desperate. They haven't won in a long time. They got new ownership who is ready to spend. If Rosenthal's right and they're losing Burns, I have Skubal to replace him to put on top of my team with Grayson Rodriguez for next 3 years. What do I care about Jackson Holliday? What do I care about Colby Mayo? The answer is I don't. You have an opportunity. It's a moment in time that you can take advantage of another team and build your own. And your infield next year could be Mayo, Holliday, Jace Young back at second where he belongs, and Cole Keith at first. And Beavers could be up here early in 25.
Okay, question for you. If the Orioles refuse to take Holliday in the package, what package from the Yankees and or Dodgers would you accept if you're Scott Harris living your world?
The Dodgers, I don't think, have enough.
Okay.
Personally. The Yankees, to me, they can say Dominguez is not available, then great, neither Skubal. Okay. I'd ask for Dominguez, Spencer Jones, and Oswaldo Peraza. Shortstop and two outfielders.
So if the Yankees offered that, because Baltimore won't do Holliday, if you're Scott Harris, you take the Yankees offer.
Oh, if Holliday's not in the Orioles' offer, right. I'm not trading Terry.
Right, so you go to you. So if you're Scott Harris.
Yeah, I'm less inclined because, again, Jackson Holliday fits a big-time need. And look, there's no world where Peraza's viewed as Holliday.
Right.
I'm saying for the Tigers, I don't have a third baseman. Unless Jace Young does a complete 180 and can play this position at even a remotely average MLB level, 12 errors in 41 games is not that.
No, Edward Scissorhands is playing third base there.
I just feel like the Orioles have the ability to rocket the Tigers' rebuild and create a legitimate bridge to Max Clark and McGonagall in the future, and we have it now.
It just makes so much sense that my negativity that I was born with says it's not going to happen. And I don't know by who, whether it's the Tigers saying no or the Orioles just not offering it.
Well, the Orioles don't have a ton of leverage in this situation because they're losing Burns.
No, I know.
That stinks. They need a guy for a couple of years like Skubal. Also, you don't want them. You don't want Skubal going to the Yankees because that's a disaster.
I totally agree with you. But if you're also the Orioles, you're also sitting there. If you believe, like everybody else in baseball, that Holliday is this guy who's going to be an all-star for years, you might not want to trade him.
Too bad. Then you don't get Tarek Skubal.
Right, I get that. But there's no guarantee. What I'm saying is they're going to make him a part of the offer.
I mean, and again, your issue with the Yankees is just they're a little light on things you would need. I mean, obviously, Dominguez and Jones are their top two guys. But beyond it, again, you know, do I really want to dip into the prospect pool and go, hey, I'll take George Lombard Jr., who's at single A? No, that doesn't help me as far as having a shortstop. That's like I just drafted two of them this year.
Right.
The reason the Orioles have always been the apple of my eye is they have the positional value I'm looking for that if I am ever going to do the unthinkable and trade Skubal, they have what it takes. I have a hard time making that case with the Yankees because they just... Now, again, do the Yankees come to the table and offer you Anthony Volpe? Is it Volpe and Spencer Jones? Is that something you want? Look, I'm telling you,
I know.
From what I know about my Yankees and people in New York, you're going to have people out of a job. All right? That makes people do desperate things. The Yankees have no pitching. And they got a real problem on their hands is they got to pay $700 million to Juan Soto. Scooble allows them to have pitching, maintain some level of ability to compete, and they can go spend the money they need on Soto. It's Garrett Cole and nothing as far as a rotation. I'm not ready to buy Luis Gil as an answer for the next 5 years. Scott Harris, it's not me.
I know.
I can't make these phone calls. Scott Harris has got to do his job here now.
Right.
And if these teams don't pay to Piper, respect. But show me. Show me a passing report that says the Tigers asked for Holiday, Mayo, and Beavers, and that the Orioles walked. And I'll tip my cap to Scott Harris.
Okay.
But anything less, and it's, well, Tigers not inclined, then I'm not inclined to ever care about your team.
Yeah, make Baltimore say no. Make the Yankees say no. Offer them something so that they actually actively have to say no, thank you.
And here's my belief. And the last I checked, we're paid for opinions doing this job. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just telling you, I feel it in my bones. If the Orioles know that Scooble is legitimately available, they're going to go Stallone, hat backwards, arm wrestling movie, over the top. Kenny, look it up. Fabulous 80s film.
Oh, I saw it. He re-gripped at the end. And
That's right.
I saw it.
And that's what Harris has got to do.
He's got to re-grip. You can look at it that in a few different ways.
Okay, timeout. You're out of control. Look at this.
But what
spanking,
about
spanking, spanking? Yeah. Speaking of re-grip.
Okay. Okay. But here, one other thing, real quick.
What the hell happened here?
Because I want to put you in such a good mood.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's okay. Are you convinced that the other guy in New York is not going to outspend Steinbrenner for Juan Soto?
No, I'm not.
Steve Cohen?
I'm not.
Okay.
And don't do that to me.
Okay.
No, I just feel like the Orioles have the desperation.
Yeah.
They have the prospects. They have the ownership group.
It all makes sense.
It's all there.
It does. It's right there.
All right. Well, then you know what? Let's find out if Scott Harris is for real. 248-539-9797. Guys, you don't even have to talk to me. The Godfather of Sports Radio will handle all your calls. Call now. He'll read your horoscope. 248-539-9797. We'll get your calls. We'll get some ticket texts.
Oh, yeah. Reports. LT got arrested again.
What?
Lawrence Taylor. Another...
He's such a scumbag. What a piece of human garbage.
Greatest football.
It doesn't matter.
I know.
Human garbage.
I know.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Pope.
John Paul Morosi with Doug earlier. The Morosi Report. Yes.
Now, John Paul Morosi is a mature human being, as opposed to the person you're looking at right now.
Okay.
There was a tweet that I just saw from David M. Rubenstein, or Stein, the owner of the Baltimore Orioles, who says, "At Orioles fans, mark your calendar for our home opener, March 31st, 25. See you there." And of course, there's tons of responses. "Can't wait to see you there. Thank you for making the team relevant." And there's this response that some jackhole from Detroit, me, just sent. "Please send Holiday to the Tigers. You need Scooble to win it all this year." I'm sending tweets to the owner. Orioles, what's wrong with me?
We've everything. It was bad enough when you used to call radio shows Max from West Bloomfield. Now you're openly tweeting an owner of another team. I thought the brim on your hat was the worst part of your deal today.
I answered his tweet. I didn't like tweet him on my own.
And you didn't cuss at him or anything.
No.
Good on you. Kenny, we'll get to the people, but ticket text coming in on the report today.
"For months, I've been saying Baltimore was the team to do this deal with. Now we get the trifecta of reports. Make it happen, Scott Harris." That's from Dom in Flat Rock. "I want Jackson Holiday as the Tigers shortstop tomorrow. This offense has zero future otherwise. Also cut Baez."
Yes. Well, and again, to be unequivocal, if
if Jackson Holliday's not the first thing out of Mike Elias's mouth, there's no deal. I've never shied from that. There's no deal. So it's got to be Holliday plus plus. But I think now it's game on if Baltimore's really into this. And again, hey, listen, Stoney's been following Baltimore radio the last 3 days. The guy's a maniac. Now we got callers from Baltimore. Let's do it. I'm going to bump Robert to the front of the line. Robert is up next on the show. What's up, Robert?
Love the show. I transplanted to Baltimore, I don't know, 13 years ago or so. So unique perspective. Imagine, if you will, William Clay Ford on the Orioles. That's what it was kind of like with Angelos as the owner.
Yep.
Then you have this magic man pop in, and he's amazing. And he's in the crowd shaking hands. There's a friend of mine, his son's an usher. Like, they know him. He's like the most humble billionaire you could ever imagine.
Wait, so you're telling me the owner goes to games?
It's a novel concept. He actually walks through the ballpark. I was there last month, probably within 10 feet of him. Granted, he had a security detail, but, you know, he's like, if it's possible to be a billionaire every man, that's what he is.
Fascinating concept.
And when they interviewed him opening day, he was rattling off guys that were like utility players that he liked growing up. Not just like the, I know Cal Ripken, you know, like everybody knows him. But
like Kurt Bleffrey and Chico Samone.
Yeah, like the fifth guy off the bench, that kind of thing, or off the dugout. So, but I say all that to say, in canvassing my buddies, they're like, I told them back Memorial Day, I'm like, you guys need another ace. You don't, that series, the ALDS versus Texas, that's where you guys fell apart. Mm-hmm. You couldn't match up, and the young bats got nervous, and it just looked, it went bad. It went south really quick. If they traded for Skubal, they have one and 1A to line up like you guys had said. And you look at it, it would help both parties out. And everybody here is like, man, we haven't won a World Series since 83. The people are dying here. The vibes are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one piece that they could just push it all in and let it ride. I mean, I, as a Tigers fan, I would hate to see Skubal go, but getting those guys back would make it hurt a lot less.
What's the fan base reaction? I mean, I've seen some polls on their radio shows. Everybody is in favor of getting Skubal, even if they have to give up Holliday. What are your friends saying?
It's funny, because so I went to the Holliday debut game, and it was neat the first time he came up. Everybody gave him a standing ovation as like the next great, you know, infielder for the Orioles. And then they kept giving him an ovation every at bat. And I turned to my buddy, I'm like, just let him be a player here, man. There's so much pressure on him.
Yeah.
And he went like, what, 2 for 64? It was like 0-59 before they sent him back down.
It was 2 for 36. I mean, and again, they're calling him up, but it's a sold out Fenway. Yeah. And you're like,
exactly. And the other thing too is, this is what this is my perspective on it for what it's worth. That was the first time he had experienced any hardship.
Correct.
I'm sure his parents gave him every hitting coach, fielding coach, whatever coach he needed.
His father.
Oh my God, my dad's Matt Holliday, yeah. Right? So this is the first time he had any hardship. I think this is a wake-up call. I actually think it would benefit him to be traded out of Baltimore, because there's been so much hype surrounding him since he got picked. And Mayo's going to be a freaking stud.
6'5", 220, profiles a 30-plus home run hitter at third base. I don't know. I don't know about you, but I've had enough of broken pelvis and the McKinstry experience.
My only change, tweak to your trade would be, I would want, I think his name is McDermott, the pitcher.
Yep.
Because if there's one thing that Fetters has proven, is he's a savant. And he might be, you know, labeled as like a back end rotation guy for most scouts. With Fetter, who knows? He could be a number.
Robert, I'll make you a deal. You get me Holliday and Mayo. I'll let you pick whoever they want third. But I want those top two picks, and I want to put them in the middle of my order.
And Robert, fly Mike to Baltimore, and he'll go duck pin bowling with you.
Sure.
There's a duck pin bowling place literally 2 minutes from my house, and we'll go get some crab cakes and natty boats.
Yeah, we can get one of those disgusting charred roast beef sandwiches you do down there
in
Baltimore.
They still have Bertha's Mussels?
I've been to Bertha's Mussels. There's a lot better places now.
Okay.
But But, yeah, we'll crack some crabs.
He's the insider. That's it. I'll tell you, I've never understood their pit beef sandwich.
We have, yeah, they're kind of weird.
I don't get it. They take this, they take a 15-pound, like, they take Kenny's head and they throw it on a grill. And you're like, that's not how you cook roast beef. They just burn the hell out of the damn thing. The middle of it's raw. And then they slice it, put it on a roll, and bury it in horseradish.
This place, Bertha's Mussels, the bumper sticker just said, eat Bertha's Mussels. And it's like in the Fells Point area. It's really good.
I mean, I didn't realize we had TripAdvisor over here. Okay.
Well, let's when you grow up, when you go to school, live in D.C., you go to Baltimore every
let's
once in a
while. Let's go to Paul and Shelby, 97.
It's not Baltimore, it's Baltimore.
Hey, Paul, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, man, I'm laughing so hard. When I was stationed at Cherry Point, North Carolina, we used to go there. Those things are horrible. Oh, my God.
Out of roast beef? I don't get
it. Yeah, we went and saw Joan Jett and the Blackhearts up there. We said, "Well, let's go eat here." Oh my God!
Terrible. What do you make of these reports today, Paul? Where are you at with it?
All right. Well, okay. This is where I'm at. I'm saying this. We have not heard one leak out of world headquarters, Harris. I hope you are working the phones. And I hope you are playing the Dodgers, the Yankees, you know, the Anaheim Ducks, Baltimore, everybody against each other. And by the way, Mr. Stone, I'll need my horoscope before we're done here. But anyway, look, guys, you're talking about the infield for the next 10 to 15 years. You know, when the Tigers are great, 68, 84, 06, we had ball players that could field, that could hit. And we're looking at this now. You could shorten this rebuild by, 3-4 years. You could do it with trading one player. Now, my question to you guys is, yes, they need pitching if they're all in. What if you threw Chafin into it? What else could you get?
No, I don't think it's an issue of what else. I think, Paul, in order to just get the deal done, if I'm viewing it from the perspective of Scott Harris and I'm getting Holiday, Mayo, and Beavers, or Holiday, Mayo, and McDermott, Holiday, Mayo, and Povich, you want Chafin? I'll give you Chafin as the mint when I bring you the bill.
Exactly.
Here it is. Take him. Don't care.
We'll even shave his beard.
Whatever you want. That's how I view that. Look, and I said it facetiously, no, there's no way he's going back there because he wasn't good for them last year. But, like, if there was a world where I could just say, here's Scooble and Flaherty, whatever it took to get this deal done, because you know what Flaherty's going to get you? He's going to get you a player 3 years away.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get this done now. Now, here's the deal. I win either way. Because if they keep Scooble, super. Now we just turn our spotlight to the owner. Get your wallet. Baez, gone. And I want $60 million added to this payroll next year. If you keep Scooble.
Mm-hmm.
I win either way. Right. Radio wins. Right. That's the real win.
And if it doesn't happen, radio really wins. Ladies and gentlemen, a special show following us today. Wojo alone.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
4 hours of Wojo solo?
Nah, I didn't look. I assume he's only going to 8. That would be an assumption. If he's going 4 hours by himself, then I don't know what the hell's going on. I do know it looks like that Mike will be here in a second. He's got this race going on at Saratoga.
I'm hearing loud noises coming from just outside.
Yeah, it's not good. It's 5-1. I think he needed the 4-1 and 9 or something like that anyway. What can you say?
Looks like we have Mark Ryan at 8 o'clock, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't think Wojo could do 4 hours by himself. That would be unbelievable.
It's never happened.
It would be broadcasting history, I think.
It's actually never happened.
I know. Absolutely.
He's also never worked a 5-day work week.
Yeah.
Bob takes my summer plan and just operates it on the 365 level.
Well, he has the, as we discussed yesterday, we have the newspaper plan and we have the radio plan.
Yeah, it's a plan, all right.
It's kind of like he's got as many plans as we have reports.
Reports on reports on reports.
No!
We've added the Rosenthal report, the Morosi report.
We're waiting for the Heyman report and the
No, it gets real when old bobblehead passing gives you a report.
Yes. Or Nightingale. Nightingale's good.
Yeah, but passing is kind of the Woj, not this one. I mean, the real Woj of baseball.
Yes.
You if we get a passing report tomorrow, we're going to have balloons coming down from my the ceiling. Woj, you ready?
Hi, Bob.
I'm still trying to digest the Costa report.
What about the Verducci report?
The Verducci report. Did I say that? I meant the Verducci report.
Listen.
Yeah.
Listen.
By the way, the brown horse beat the gray horse.
I know.
Did you see that?
Yes, we were standing
together. You made me watch it. It was very thrilling.
It was very exciting. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Are you moving closer or further away from believing we're going to have legitimate Scooble discussions?
Okay, this is the shift that I have made over the course of the week.
Excellent.
It's not seismic.
Okay.
But it's a shift.
Gradual.
It's a shift. I began the week saying, okay, have fun. We'll talk about yuck. Hey, what do we want? But the Tigers are not trading Scooble. And I've stood on that for probably until the last 2 days. With the news that Baltimore is going to lose Burns, they think.
The Costa report.
No, not the Costa report.
Rosenthal report.
I do think the Dodgers-Orioles bidding war would maybe, I mean, if it's a good enough offer, this is the thing. It's really no lose for Scott Harris. If it's a good enough offer, and if it's not, he'll just say it wasn't a good enough offer.
Then we get to pivot to, I demand you get your wallet, buy out Baez, and spend $60 million on the team. If you keep Scooble, that's your way out. Do you agree?
Well, one of the ways, or sign free agents in the offseason.
That's what I said. Spend $60 million on the team and buy out Baez.
Okay, and extend Scooble.
Love it. Love it. Amenable to it.
Would you take that instead of the Scooble trade?
No. But because you said the magic words. Mm. It's not market value. It's my value. If I get Holiday, Mayo, Beavers, I'm doing that trade.
Yeah. Like I said, the only thing that shifted for me is I do think the offer might be better. You know, originally everybody's saying, hey, it's a boatload. Sure it is. And now, maybe it is a boatload, but maybe it takes two boatloads.
So if you got Holiday, would you say it was the right move?
Well, who's the second person you get?
Mayo.
Okay. To Holiday with a little mayo on the side?
Yeah, you like mayo.
I do like mayo.
As long as it's not Hellman's.
Yeah. No, I'm fine with
you like Hellman's. I mean, it's not Miracle Whip.
Jackson Holiday, Colby Mayo, case of gin. Right move.
That's what they get if they throw in Chafe in the case of Jim.
I heard your Baltimore insider call in, and Holiday is under a lot of pressure in Baltimore.
He needs a change of scenery.
Yeah.
I think it would benefit the young man.
Right, but if you trade the second best pitcher in baseball for him, he wouldn't be under pressure here in Detroit.
Luckily, nobody knows who he is here.
And nobody goes
to
the ballpark.
They do after this week.
Nobody goes to the ballpark unless Ohtani's in town.
Exactly.
No, with Holiday's in
town.
So
what are you doing next?
Well, I'm going to touch upon that. I'm also going to touch upon, have you seen that top 100 athletes?
It's on Stoney's list.
Yeah.
We just didn't get to it today because of the Matthew Judon stuff. And then.
I do want Matthew Judon, by the way.
Yeah, so you agree with us.
Yeah. But there's some fascinating or argumentative things on this top 100 list. My biggest beef with these things is they feel compelled to throw on all the little gymnasts and
women's soccer players,
and all of them. That was too much.
No Nicholas Lidstrom either. There's three hockey players.
He only won seven Norris trophies.
I know.
I guess I'm not surprised by
I'm not either.
Because
there's only three hockey players.
Not enough people watch the sport to qualify.
Right, Crosby, Ovechkin, and
how many
McDavid
athletes in that top 100 do you think played for Detroit teams?
Oh, I have.
Oh, you know the answer?
I wrote it down, yeah.
Does Mike know the answer? How many of the top 100 played for Detroit teams?
Do you count played in college here too?
No.
Okay, so Brady and Woodson don't count.
No. By the way, Woodson is exactly 100.
I know.
Michael, your guess, please.
Top 100 Detroit Lions, and this is in the 21st century.
Yes. Since 2000.
I'll say six.
No.
Very close.
Because they throw in so many like little gymnasts and stuff.
Oh, well then, Phelps has got to be on there because he went to U of M.
Well, he's number one, but I wasn't counting him as Michigan.
Right. You weren't counting Brady or Woodson either. So it's, if my memory's correct, it's Miggy, Calvin, Verlander, Scherzer.
That's it. Four.
That's it, yeah.
Four.
What about Placido Polanco? All right.
No, that's the top 100. That's the top 100 big-headed guys.
Buddy Kennedy. All right.
Wait, was Buddy Kennedy era? Was that this year? Or was that last
was this
year? No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, I think it was last year.
No, it was this year. NFL draft. Buddy Kennedy hit a home run against the Royals. They were losing like 9-0. He hit a home run.
Kennedy era. That seems like it was longer ago. It was such a cherished time, too.
By the way, let everybody know that the Stoney and Wojo Invitational Tuesday. Yes.
Is it? Now, which mic is he talking about?
It doesn't matter, does it? Stoney, tomorrow, I need to know what you want for catered lunch. You've been fabulous this week.
Wait, what?
Well, you don't work.
He gets a catered lunch?
You don't work, you don't eat. Listen, stare at Bob real quick. Look at the brim on that hat.
Oh, what did you do to it?
I don't know. Come on.
No, that's not just an intentional bending.
I've never seen anything like it.
It's like it got run over by a bus.
Probably did. Probably sitting on my hat rack for
you know what?
Like
tomorrow, here's what we're going to do.
I'm a new hat.
I'm gonna go to lids.com. I'm going to buy you a hat.
No, don't buy me a hat.
Mike, if the last 2 days are any indication,
you're due for an update.
Poppy needs a new hat, okay? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, a special show following us today. Wojo alone. Wow. Unbelievable.
4 hours of Wojo solo?
I didn't look. I assume he's only going to 8. That would be an assumption. If he's going 4 hours by himself, then I don't know what the hell's going on. I do know it looks like that... Mike will be here in a second. He's got this race going on at Saratoga.
I'm hearing loud noises coming from just outside.
It's not good. It's 5-1. I think he needed the 4-1 and 9 or something like that anyway. What can you say?
Looks like we have Mark Ryan at 8 o'clock, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't think Wojo could do 4 hours by himself. That would be unbelievable.
It's never happened.
It would be broadcasting history, I think.
It's actually never happened.
I know. Absolutely.
He's also never worked a 5-day work week. Bob takes my summer plan and just operates it on the 365 level.
Well, he has the, as we discussed yesterday, we have the newspaper plan and we have the radio plan.
Yeah, it's a plan, all right.
It's kind of like he's got as many plans as we have reports.
Reports on reports on reports.
No!
We've added the Rosenthal report, the Morosi report.
We're waiting for the Heyman report and the
gets real when old bobblehead Passan gives you a report.
Yes. Or Nightingale. Nightingale's good.
Yeah, but Passan is kind of the Woj, not this one. I mean, the real Woj of baseball.
Yes.
You if we get a passing report tomorrow, we're going to have balloons coming down from
my
the ceiling. Woj, you ready?
Hi, Bob.
I'm still trying to digest the Costa report.
What about the Verducci report?
the Verducci report. Did I say that? I meant the Verducci report.
Listen.
Yeah.
Listen.
By the way, the brown horse beat the gray horse.
I know.
Did you see that?
Yes, we were standing.
You made
together.
Me watch. It was very thrilling.
It was very exciting. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Are you moving closer or further away from believing we're going to have legitimate Scooble discussions?
Okay. This is the shift that I have made over the course of the week.
Excellent.
It's not seismic.
Okay.
But it's a shift.
Gradual.
It's a shift. I began the week saying, okay, have fun. We'll talk about yuck. Hey, what do we want? But the Tigers are not trading Scooble. And I've stood on that for probably until the last 2 days. With the news that Baltimore is going to lose Burns, they think.
The Costa report.
No, not the Costa report.
Rosenthal report.
I do think the Dodgers-Orioles bidding war if it's a good enough offer, this is the thing. It's really no lose for Scott Harris. if it's a good enough offer. And if it's not, he'll just say it wasn't a good enough offer.
Then we get to pivot to, I demand you get your wallet, buy out Baez, and spend $60 million on the team. If you keep Skubal, that's your way out. Do you agree?
Well, one of the ways, or sign free agents in the offseason.
That's what I said. Spend $60 million on the team and buy out Baez.
Okay, and extend Skubal.
Love. Love it. Love it. Amenable to it.
Would you take that instead of the Skubal trade?
No. But because you said the magic words. Mm. It's not market value. It's my value. If I get Holiday, Mayo, Beavers, I'm doing that trade.
Yeah. Like I said, the only thing that shifted for me is I do think the offer might be better. You know, originally everybody's saying, it's a boatload. Sure it is. And now, maybe it is a boatload, but maybe it takes two boatloads.
So if you got Holiday, would you say it was the right move?
Well, who's the second person you get?
Mayo.
Okay. To Holiday with a little mayo on the side?
Yeah, you like mayo.
I do like mayo.
As long as it's not Hellman's.
Yeah. No, I'm fine with
you like Hellman's. I mean, it's not Miracle Whip.
Jackson Holiday, Colby Mayo, case of gin. Right move.
That's what they get if they throw in Chafe in the case of Jim.
I heard your Baltimore insider call in, and Holiday is under a lot of pressure in Baltimore.
He needs a change of scenery.
Yeah.
I think it would benefit the young man.
Right, but if you trade the second best pitcher in baseball for him, he wouldn't be under pressure here in Detroit.
Luckily, nobody knows who he is here.
And nobody goes
to
the ballpark.
They do after this week.
Nobody goes to the ballpark unless Ohtani's in town.
Exactly.
No, with Holiday's in
town.
So
what are you doing next?
Well, I'm going to touch upon that. I'm also going to touch upon, have you seen that top 100 athletes?
It's on Stoney's list.
Yeah.
We just didn't get to it today because of the Matthew Judon stuff. And then.
I do want Matthew Judon, by the way.
Yeah, so you agree with us.
Yeah. But there's some fascinating or argumentative things on this top 100 list. My biggest beef with these things is they feel compelled to throw on all the little gymnasts and
women's soccer players,
and all of them. That was too much.
No Nicholas Lidstrom either. There's three hockey players.
The only one seven
on
Norris trophies.
I know.
I guess I'm not surprised by
I'm not either.
Because
there's only three hockey players.
Not enough
right?
people watch Crosby, the sport to qualify.
Right, Crosby, Ovechkin, and
how many
McDavid.
Athletes in that top 100 do you think played for Detroit teams?
Oh, I have.
Oh, you know the answer?
I wrote it down,
Does Mike know the answer? How many of the top 100 played for Detroit teams?
Do you count played in college here too?
No.
Okay, so Brady and Woodson don't count.
No. By the way, Woodson is exactly 100.
I know.
Michael, your guess, please.
Top 100 Detroit Lions, and this is in the 21st century.
Yes. Since 2000.
I'll say six.
No.
Very close.
Because they throw in so many like little gymnasts and stuff.
Oh, well then, Phelps has got to be on there because he went to U of M.
Well, he's number one, but I wasn't counting him as
Michigan. Right. You weren't counting Brady or Woodson either. So it's, if my memory's correct, it's Miggy, Calvin, Verlander, Scherzer.
That's it. Four.
That's it, yeah.
Four.
What about Placido Polanco? All right.
No, that's top 100. That's the top 100 big-headed guys.
Buddy Kennedy. All right.
Wait, was Buddy Kennedy era? Was that this year? Or was that last
was this year?
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, I think it was last year.
No, it was this year. NFL draft. Buddy Kennedy hit a home run against the Royals. They were losing like 9-0. He hit a home run. Buddy Kennedy era.
That seems like it was longer ago. It was such a cherished time too.
By the way, let everybody know that the Stoney and Mojo Invitational Tuesday. Yes.
Is it? Now, which mic is he talking about?
It doesn't matter, does it? Stoney, tomorrow, I need to know what you want for catered lunch. You've been fabulous this week.
Wait, what?
Well, you don't work.
He gets a catered lunch?
You don't work, you don't eat. Listen, hey, stare at Bob real quick. Look at the brim on that hat.
Oh. Oh, what did you do to it?
I don't know. Come on.
No, that's not just an intentional bending.
I've never seen anything like it.
It's like it got run over by a bus.
I probably did. Probably sitting on my hat rack for
you know
like
what? Tomorrow, here's what we're going to do.
I'm a new hat.
I'm gonna go to lids.com. I'm going to buy you a hat.
No, don't buy me a hat.
Mike, if the last 2 days are any indication,
You're due for an update.
Poppy needs a new hat, okay? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.